You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey, hey out there. Welcome to the Father's Day edition of the Outdoor Show on this National Nature Photography Day. Grab your favorite camera, your dad, and head on out to the outdoors, memorialize the wonders of our natural world. There's no limit to the number of them out there. Well, we've got lots to talk about this morning. The CCA Star update says, ladies and gentlemen, we have a winner. We got that story coming up for you. And if you happen to be going fishing, you know, you've come to the right place, because each week we round up some of the best professionals in the Gulf Coast fishing world to offer their tips and advice to help you become a better fisherman. You know, as we celebrate this Father's Day weekend, we're going to have a Sunshine Equipment preview of this week's Tigers in the Wild TV episode on Bayou Wild TV, featuring LSU defensive tackle Preston Hickey and his dad Tim on a quail hunt at Covey Rise in Hustle, Louisiana. And included in that episode is a special bonus quail cooking segment with Preston's mom, Rebecca. Got the whole Hickey family involved in our Tigers in the Wild feature. North Dakota Game and Fish has released its early waterfowl breeding survey. And why is that important to us? Well, it's some 1,600 miles away, but it's important because that's where a huge percentage of our migrating birds coming here to the Gulf Coast originate. We'll give you the stats, and, well, it's not a real pretty picture. Our Bad Boy of the Outdoor segment features six hog rustlers nailed by Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Enforcement for hunting, contest fraud, and various other charges. We also welcome your text, your questions, your comments, your fishing reports, and today, the memories of fishing with your dad. We'd love you to share them with our audience, and you can do that by using our real-time in-studio text line. That's 504-260-1870. It's 504-260-1870. And if you're going out, we got the Coastal Marine Forecast for you, and if you guessed it, it is going to be a hot one out there today. Gulf water temperatures are 81 degrees, much less the air temperatures, probably going to be in the mid to high 90s at its peak. Here's what you're looking at as far as wind conditions. Today on the open waters of the Gulf offshore, southeast winds 8 to 15, 1 to 2 foot seas. Tomorrow, pretty much the same rerun of that, 8 to 15 with 1 to 2 foot seas. Good conditions to get out after the swordfish, the tuna, the snapper, and the big stuff. On the interior lakes and bays, we'll start off today with some variable winds, 6 to 12, becoming southeasterly later on, 6 to 12 knots. Average tide, only a half a foot, so not a lot of natural water moving. Maybe some of that wind-driven water choke points might be some of your hot spots for today. Mississippi River stage, it's slowly creeping up there, but holding pretty steady, 11.7. But certainly want to take all your hot weather precautions if you're going out there today, the big floppy hats, sunglasses, sunscreen, lots of ice, and there's some products out there like Cool Blue, these instant cool-offs, and also you've got the wet towels that you can bring out there, soak them in the ice chest, put them across the neck, bring you back to life. All right, we already got some text messages coming in. We'll get to those. Also, we're going to check in with Robbie Campo down at Shell Beach, get a fishing report from him. Daryl Carpenter, man, Grand Isle has been on fire, one of the hottest spots. We'll talk to him about fishing both the backside and the front side of the Grand Isle area. Mike Gallo will check in with us. Brendan Bayard's got a paddler's report. And Ryan Lambert will check in from down the tip of the boot. And we head out west. We'll talk to Captain Kirk Stancil out at Hackberry Rod and Gun near Calcasieu. So we got a full show loaded up. Happy Father's Day to you dads. And if you got a story about fishing with your dad, share it with our audience. 504-260-1870 is our talk and text line. We'll be right back to kick it off after this time out. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching. Phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And let's take you down to the beautiful parish of St. Bernard down to Shell Beach and talk to Robbie Campo at Campo's Marina. Robbie, you guys had a great week fishing down there?
Well, you know, Don, the earlier part of the week was fantastic. You know, the guys that got to get out by the islands and go wade fishing, they did really well. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, even though it was a little bit bouncy getting out there, they managed to pull it off, and they caught some fish. Thursday was a great day in the Sound. You know, a bunch of people caught fish. They just caught fish all over. I'm talking from, you know, it was just one of these epic days when you go out there, Don, you can go catch sheephead, redfish, trout, whatever you wanted, pompano. I mean, they caught all kinds of species of fish. It was mixed boxes, but plenty of fish nevertheless. Yesterday we thought was going to be the same thing, but it turned out that, you know, as soon as the guys got out there, it started blowing. People in Freeman Cats turned around and, out in the Gulf there yesterday, it was too bad to snap the fish. Couldn't get out there. Everybody's getting sick in the boat. I mean, it was really sloppy out there yesterday.
Not fun.
No, not fun. So, but nevertheless, it's very calm here this morning. It's dead calm, actually. Hopefully, they get it right today and these guys can get out and catch these fish in the Sound. They're there, Don. You know, I thought this was going to be one epic spring, but I tell you, for some reason, we've just been having whatever way the wind blows, it just blows for a couple of days and just it makes it where these guys can't get out there. It's not that the fish aren't there. It's just you know, it's having the conditions to go out there, and that we haven't been having that. You know, you get 1 or 2 days, and you do have to be in a really big boat to get out there to go make it happen. Don, I tell you, you know, I preach, you know, it's getting hot now. I always tell you, make sure you got your sunscreen, make sure you got your waters, your sports drinks, so forth and so on. Same goes with fishing. I talk about the slide caulk, you know, religiously, you know, especially this time of the year. You know, I sound like I'm beating a dead horse here, or a broken record, but it's catching on. People are using this thing, and they're learning how to use it, and it, boy, it is an effective tool. The guys went out there this Thursday. The guys who fished were with the slide caulk and fished, you know, 9, 10, 12 feet deep by these rigs. They caught some beautiful fish. So if you're not acquainted with a slide caulk, people, get acquainted with it. Get this thing to be your best friend out there, and you know, to make it happen. And I'm telling you, it's a very productive tool to have on your boat. I wouldn't fish without one at this time of the year, because just like me and you like air conditioning, your fish are wanting to be on a cooler bottom, so, and they're going deeper, and that's where the cooler water is, so that's where the bigger fish are. So get acquainted with a slide caulk, and I'm telling you, it will improve your fishing, I promise you.
Oh, yeah, it can change your fishing life, you know, and it's not just simply putting the bait on the bottom. They're thermoclines, and you feel those when you're in the water sometimes at certain levels, at certain cooler temperatures. And it might be in 15 feet of water, that 8 or 9 feet down is where that thermocline is, that cooler water. That's where those fish are going to be, and that sliding cork lets you put it exactly where those fish are going to be. Very, very effective, too. Robbie, we're talking about staying cool and hydrated this time of year. Tell me about caring for live bait. What do you suggest people do to keep that bait alive and fresh during these hot, hot days?
Well, Don, there's a couple of things you could do. I see a lot of the sports do this, a lot of fishermen do this. They freeze water bottles at their house. Like the little Kentwood bottle they're taking, they freeze it, and they put frozen water bottles in their water, and it keeps it cool, you know, it cools it off. And they'll keep quite a few of them in the ice chest, you know, when they leave their house. Or you could take Ziploc bags and put ice in Ziploc bags, and that works also. I watched Mr. Johnny Nunez, fishing magician, just dump a bucket of ice in it, you know what I mean? And you know, all kinds of people have different things they do, but I've seen Johnny Nunez take and dump a bucket of ice in there right away, and just it cools the water down and makes them last a little longer. One of the things that we use around here now is G-Juice. Like the tournament guys use this for keeping their fish alive. You put a little bit of that in your water in the 30 gallons. It's like a half ounce of 30 gallons. It turns your water blue. It helps these shrimp live a whole lot better. We sell it here. But, you know, G-Juice is a really good thing to have in a boat. But frozen water bottles and bags of ice is what works usually the best.
Very good. You well stocked this morning with live shrimp?
Oh, yeah. We got them. You know, all you got to do is hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
All right. Okay, Rob, thanks for the report, as always, and always good advice. And if people want to check out that sliding cork, check with Robbie. He'll show you how to rig it up. It's really pretty simple.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Okay, buddy. Robbie Campo down at Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. All right, I got some text messages coming in. Also got a freshwater fishing report. We'll share that with you. And we got some people talking about fishing with their dads. We got the Steel Man. He's checking in from Madisonville. He's ordering boat parts and restocking tackle. They must have had a really good weekend in Grand Isle, which he said they did. Big Bar and the Bull clan fished Saturday. They had a great mess of trout. And I finished with a limit of sight-fished reds after running deep in the marsh. Happy hunting. Yeah, Grand Isle, one of the really shining stars of fishing over the last couple of weeks. This week it particularly was good. And we'll talk to Darrell Carpenter a whole lot more about that. All right, you got a message for us? Particularly looking for fishing trip memories with Dad. Want to share one with our audience? 504-260-1870. That's our in-studio text line. We'll be back to talk about Nature Photography Day, a winner in the CCA Star Tournament, And also a reminder about next week's changing redfish limits for Louisiana fishermen. All that and a whole lot more still to come your way right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, got us a little bit of a freshwater report in here. I'm going to pull this up. This comes in from my friend Blaine Salter. He said Henderson area really producing some good catches. That's good to hear Henderson's bouncing back. Opelousas Bay area, some summertime schools showing up in 4 to 6 feet of water. Got an early bite going on there. Lake Verrett, another area that's been hot. Laydowns are where the big fish are holding. And the Sacolet Hunters held their yearly event. 20 boats showed up. Congratulations to the winners, Tim Hebert and Andre Smith. They had a combined total of 10.44. All the boats caught and averaged about 25 per boat. Lake Des Almonds, another spot that's really starting to show some nice catches of the Sacolet, white perch, whatever you want to call them. And got several reports of fish staging in the south end of the lake under the lily pads. The key, bring extension poles of lily puller. Make your hole in the lilies and drop into the spot. Yeah, that's a good technique in a lot of areas that are covered up with lilies. Usually where you can see the big logs just above the lilies, and always a plus to have that live scope. Standard color jigs, but smaller in size, seem to be the hot ones, the 1/32nd ounce or anything to slow to fall. It's bug season, and slow falling baits work along with finding some shade. So we got that report in from Blaine. Thanks for that. By the way, today is Nature Photography Day, June 15th. It's a day when nature lovers and photographers capture the breathtaking beauty all around us and encourage others to see the wonders of our natural earth. And you're invited to join the North America Nature Photography Association, along with millions of photographers and photography lovers, as they share our appreciation of nature through photography. You know, current times now, everybody takes photos. You've got iPhones in your pocket. You take instant pictures. You can take video. It never used to be that easy. And because of that, you had to bring a camera. You had to load film in it. You had to take the film and get it developed. It was an ordeal to get pictures. So consequently, there were not nearly as many pictures taken. And that's a sad thing, because I'm working on a memoir, and going back and all the memories and stories of things from my entire life, and I'm looking for pictures of things, and a lot of times they're just not there. We just did not take as many pictures. We didn't document the fishing and hunting trips like we do now, and it's a sad thing. But nowadays there's plenty of photos out there, so take a lot of photographs. There's so many different scenarios in nature when you're fishing, you're hunting, you're just out there backpacking or hiking and paddling. Get those pictures and do it today. Celebrate Nature Photography Day and bring Dad along, because it's also Father's Day weekend. All right, I got this release in from the CCA. You remember we had Sam Hopper on, the star tournament director, and he sent out a letter saying, we have a winner. And the winner is named Matthew Staub. He's from Denham Springs. He caught the prize-winning fish off the bank in Grand Isle. Staub was the second angler to catch one of those red-tagged redfish, and he was the first one that was registered. Unfortunately, the first one was, we call him that guy, the guy that catches the winning fish, but unfortunately didn't have a ticket. So consequently, he wins the truck. It's a beautiful new truck that he gets, and also we have another prizes that will be awarded. You can win the boats from Avid, Freedom, Gator Tail boat packages. There's the 100 redfish were tagged with the red colored tag, 80 with the blue tags. The 80 is the big prizes besides the truck and the boats. The blue tags, you get beer for a whole year from Michelob Ultra. So congratulations to Matthew Staub, Denham Springs. Caught that first redfish, and he did it in the surf. He was fishing in the about knee-deep water, and on his second cast, he caught the fish.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, got us a little bit of a freshwater report in here. I'm going to pull this up. This comes in from my friend Blaine Salter. He said Henderson area really producing some good catches. That's good to hear Henderson's bouncing back. Opelousas Bay area, some summertime schools showing up in 4 to 6 feet of water. Got an early bite going on there. Lake Verrett, another area that's been hot. Laydowns are where the big fish are holding. And the Sacolet Hunters held a yearly event. 20 boats showed up. Congratulations to the winners, Tim Hebert and Andre Smith. They had a combined total of 10.44. All the boats caught and averaged about 25 per boat. Lake Des Almonds, another spot that's really starting to show some nice catches of the Sacolet, white perch, whatever you want to call them. And got several reports of fish staging in the south end of the lake under the lily pads. The key, bring extension poles of lily puller. Make your hole in the lilies and drop into the spot. Yeah, that's a good technique in a lot of areas that are covered up with lilies. Usually where you can see the big logs just above the lilies, and always a plus to have that live scope. Standard color jigs, but smaller in size, seem to be the hot ones, the 1/32nd ounce or anything to slow the fall. It's bug season, and slow falling baits work along with finding some shade. So we got that report in from Blaine. Thanks for that. By the way, today is Nature Photography Day, June 15th. It's a day when nature lovers and photographers capture the breathtaking beauty all around us and encourage others to see the wonders of our natural earth. And you're invited to join the North America Nature Photography Association, along with millions of photographers and photography lovers, as they share our appreciation of nature through photography. You know, current times now, everybody takes photos. Got iPhones in your pocket, you take instant pictures, you can take video. It never used to be that easy. And because of that, you had to bring a camera, you had to load film in it, you had to take the film and get it developed. It was an ordeal to get pictures. So consequently, there were not nearly as many pictures taken, and that's a sad thing, because I'm working on a memoir, and going back and all the memories and stories of things from my entire life, and I'm looking for pictures of things, and a lot of times they're just not there. We just did not take as many pictures. We didn't document the fishing and hunting trips like we do now, and it's a sad thing. But nowadays, there's plenty of photos out there, so take a lot of photographs. There's so many different scenarios in nature when you're fishing, you're hunting, you're just out there backpacking or hiking and paddling. Get those pictures and do it today. Celebrate Nature Photography Day and bring Dad along, because it's also Father's Day weekend. All right, I got this release in from the CCA. You remember we had Sam Hopper on, the star tournament director, and he sent out a letter saying, we have a winner. And the winner is named Matthew Staub. He's from Denham Springs. He caught the prize-winning fish off the bank in Grand Isle. Staub was the second angler to catch one of those red-tagged redfish, and he was the first one that was registered. Unfortunately, the first one was, we call him that guy, the guy that catches the winning fish, but unfortunately didn't have a ticket. So consequently, he wins the truck. It's a beautiful new truck that he gets, and also we have another prizes that will be awarded. You can win the boats from Avid, Freedom, Gator Tail boat packages. There's the 100 redfish were tagged with the red colored tag, 80 with the blue tags. The 80 is the big prizes besides the truck and the boats. The blue tags, you get beer for a whole year from Michelob Ultra. So congratulations to Matthew Staub. Denham Springs caught that first redfish, and he did it in the surf. He was fishing in the about knee-deep water, and on his second cast, he caught the fish. He saw the tag. He couldn't read it. He finally took the tag and cleaned it off, and he saw it was a star tag, and took the picture, went to the weigh station, and he'll be driving a brand-new pickup truck for a Chevy Silverado. So congratulations to him. Speaking of those redfish, don't forget, next week on Thursday, the new redfish regulations go into effect in Louisiana. The new limit will be 4 fish instead of 5. That's daily limit per angler. Size limit is going to be an increase in the minimum size on the slot. It's going to go from 16 to 18 inches. Anything under 18 will have to be released. 27 is the maximum. Anything over 27, you have to release it. Where before you could keep one of those bull reds over 27, it's now prohibited. And, of course, if it's a captain and crew on a charter boat, he can fish and participate, but all of his fish have to be caught and released. He cannot add his fish to anyone's limit on the boat. So there's your new regulations. They'll be enforced beginning next Thursday. All right, let's take a look at some more of your text messages coming in. Let's see, we got a good Ohio morning to y'all. We are seeing mid-90s this week. Finally can take the sweater off. Feels like home. And Captain Ross Ells congratulating his dad, Ross Sr., Mike Arden, and Nick Pecoraro. They won the Dulac Fishing Club Speckle Trout Tournament last weekend. And remind everybody, it's hot out there. You're reminded, you feel it when you get out there. Stay hydrated. We've got our Tennessee volunteer listening. He's headed back to Tennessee. Fish for a few days in Delacroix. Lots of reds and a few flounders. And he ends it with Go Vols. You know, haven't got a good speckle trout report from Delacroix in a long, long while. And Delacroix used to be one of your speckle trout hotspots. Anybody had any good reports, good trips to Delacroix? Love to hear from you. Text us 504-260-1870. All right, we got some Father's Day memories coming in. We'll share those with you and get some more fishing reports coming up after this break. You're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we got some texts coming in, and let's see, some people are remembering their fathers. We got the Worm says he spent most of his life fishing and shrimping with his dad. Since his death, it just isn't the same. I've tried, just not the same. It used to make him mad that I outfished him. Happy Father's Day. You know what? He probably could have been acting a little bit. He probably was very happy that you outfished him. All right, we got this one coming in. Happy Father's Day weekend. I hope you and all the dads have a great one. Some of my fondest memories I have are fishing in South Louisiana, Texas, and Alabama with my late father, Wayne, as well as my papa, Lucien Robert, in Port Sulphur. Some of the best part was the anticipation as we got up early, drove in the dark, listening to y'all on the radio. Good times. That's David Hubble. And I've also had a jubilee on the East Shore this week in Mobile. Good footage on Facebook. Yeah, thanks for sending me that. There was one of those jubilees that took place where a low oxygenation problem in the water, and the shrimp and the crabs and fish, every species, anything that breathes in the water with gills gets in a bad situation because they can't breathe, and they head to the close to the shorelines, and eventually they die, and people go out and scoop them up, and it's what they call a jamboree. All right, the backstrap stacker's up at the camp early, getting some grass around the camp knocked down. Be careful out there. The heat is brutal. And let's see, we got the Wingbone. He's checking in, says he hopes everyone has a safe day on the water. All right, we're going to share some more of these text messages with you as soon as we get back from this quick 10-second station ID where we pause for the local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, Father's Day edition, remembering your dads. Here's one that says, watching my father net loads of crabs off Elmer's Island with his grandsons was one of the funnest Father Days I'll ever had. My old man said he felt like a 10-year-old again. That's from Gator Boy, listening to us in Baton Rouge. Here's one said, I haven't seen my dad in 40 years. I'm 55. He's an outdoorsman. I'm sure he'll be listening to your show. Just want to tell him happy Father's Day from Ben in Mississippi. And let's see, will the new limit applied to redfish will also apply to the black drum? No, it will not. Black drum remains the same, which is the same regulations as the current redfish limits. Only the redfish will change, and that's going to happen on Thursday. And let's see, most of fishing with my dad was great, says the Wingbone Maker. And let's see, we got, what are your thoughts on slot reds for tournament fishing after June 20th? Would folks move the tournament size down so waymasters don't have to deal with illegal fish when someone doesn't measure correctly? Yeah, they're going to have to make the change and to match the current slot size. You're not going to be able to run a tournament requiring people or allowing people to weigh in illegal fish. That's just not going to fly. So we're going to go to that 18. Another unintended consequence of these redfish regulations is for the state record redfish. State record redfish right now is a very unusual over 61 pounds. It's 61 pounds and some change. And it was caught out of Kokodry several years ago. I remember when it was set. And the current regulations for first place fish in our Louisiana Outdoor Writer Association records require that you bring the fish in physically, and it has to be weighed on a state inspected scale, be witnessed by two people, you got to have a biologist confirm the identity of it, and not being able to keep a redfish over 27 inches is going to end the possibility that anyone would ever break that record. Because you're not going to catch a 61-plus-pound redfish under 27 inches. That ain't going to happen. So when things change, things change. Now, the Writer Association may change its rules and allow photograph fish and photographs of the scale to be sent in, or maybe at least the length. I don't know, but as of now, that 61-plus-pound redfish is certainly safe. All right, let's see. We got this one. My pops gave me a little Zebco when I was about six. He taught me how to cast, tie knots, bait hooks, troll and set, clean and fish, and drive the boat. I was a proud little guide. Thanks, Pops. Yeah, your dad did it all, taught you everything you needed to know about fishing. All right, you got a memory of fishing with Dad? We'd love to hear from you. Also, if you got an idea for a last-minute Father's Day gift idea for a dad that maybe fishes or hunts. One of my always suggestions was, of course you got gift certificates, which allows them to get whatever they need. Picking out a rod and reel and that type of thing, which is more of a personal preference item, that can be difficult unless you really know and you fish with him and you know what he might need. But you can never seem to have enough ice chests. Ice chests are always a great gift idea for dads on Father's Day. And if you got any suggestions on maybe a good gift you received as a dad or one you gave, text it to us, 504-260-1870. Another one is a gift certificate to go fishing with a guide on an all-expense-paid fishing trip. And you get to go with him. So it's a double thing where you get to go fishing, spend time with your dad, and enjoy a great trip with one of our fishing guides. And you can find a list of them at the Louisiana Charter Boat Association. Of course, we've got a lot of them that participate in this program, giving us tips and advice each and every week. And just about all of those guys can fix you up with a gift certificate where you buy the certificate, and then you schedule the trip according to Dad's schedule. All right, we're going to be back to talk to one of those guides. I'm talking about Captain Kirk Stansel. He's out there in Hackberry Rod and Gun. See what kind of week they've had and what they're expecting on this Father's Day weekend. We'll check in with him right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And it's time to talk to Captain Kirk. Captain Kirk Stansel, Hackberry Rod and Gun. Let's bring him in now. Captain Kirk, good morning. How's things going?
Good morning. It's going good this morning. A nice morning. You know, these have been far and few between this year.
Yeah, I know. Things pick up this week?
Yes, they did. We had some. We actually caught trout this week. The dadgum, you know, winds laid down. We had north winds, so the surf cleaned up. and the lower end of Calcasieu's, you know, and I'm talking about the channel, the jetties, and along the ship channel, we caught trout and a lot of trout. It was good.
How deep were they?
Up shallow, pretty shallow. You know, it depends. The ones in the surf were right up, I'm talking about almost throwing it in the sand. And, of course, you got the Johnson Bayou rocks that are down about 12, 15 miles from the pass. And those were on fire. They did. I mean, we did real good there yesterday. And it's going to be it'll be good there again today because there's no wind. And the surf is cleaned up. But a lot of trout. I mean, it's whatever you want to throw, they're hitting it. I mean, there's a lot of small undersized trout. But, I mean, this new shrimp we've got over here called the Marker 54 has been real good. You know, it's an artificial shrimp. I mean, light jig heads. You have to go to an eighth ounce. For some reason, the nicer fish are up in the water column a little bit, you know, right towards feeding up toward the surface. And the color doesn't matter. It's just whatever's your favorite color. But the little Johns and down south lures have been what we're catching them on.
Very good. Y'all getting ready for the redfish change in regulation on Thursday?
Yes, sir. We'll be ready for it. You know, it's I'm all for it. I'm in favor of it. You know, back especially up to about 2 weeks ago, for a month and a half, that's all the guys over here did was pound redfish. And it was pretty insane the numbers of redfish that came in. And, you know, I wish it would have went to three instead of four. But, you know, you're still taking the guy's limit away. It'll make an impact, I believe.
So that guy's limit being taken away, so it does allow for you to fish, you know, to show the technique, to locate the fish and the way the bite is working. But each one you catch, you got to live release it, correct?
Exactly. You do. Now, you know, I talked to one of the enforcement guys over here, and, you know, say I hook a fish, say it's a nice fish. I can hand the rod off, and they reel it in, and they're fine with that. It's just you catching a fish and putting it in the cooler. You can't do it.
Got it. How about flounders? You get a little run on the flounders?
We had those, you know, three weeks ago. We had a little small run, caught some, but not lately. When those tides were real high, we were catching flounder up in the marshes. But since the tide dropped down, no, we're not catching the flounder we were.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad things finally picking up down there. And, again, you talked about a bait, Marker 54?
Yes, it's called Marker 54. It's an artificial shrimp, and that's where all my guys have been throwing them. It's a really tough bait. You can catch a lot of fish on one.
You know, they've been fishing with that bait since last November, maybe October, over in Grand Isle, and been doing phenomenal with it. They've been kind of keeping it a secret, though.
Yeah, but it's a great bait.
I think the Glide is what they call it. The Glide, and it's got the jig head and the hook and everything with it on that 54.
Yeah,
I guess
the weight is kind of in the body. The weight's built on the hook.
Right.
And it fits kind of in the body, yeah.
And it's a regular natural shrimp color, what I've seen. I guess it comes in various colors.
It comes in several different colors. I mean, you got glow chartreuse tail. You got all kind of different natural colors with a lot of little chartreuse on the tail, or maybe a bronze color. But I've been throwing the natural.
Mm-hmm. And where do you get them? Where can they be found down in your area?
In our area, you can get them at Cajun Fast Mart. And that's right on Highway 27 headed down toward Hackberry. And that guy, he's open at 3:30 in the morning.
Wow.
So, he closes at like 7 in the evening, but he's open early.
Yeah, well, yeah, he deserves to close a little early, opening up at 3:30 in the morning, that's for sure.
Yeah, but, I mean, he has it all there. I mean, he has a great store. And, I mean, you can get, you know, all your breakfast sandwiches, you know, lunch sandwiches. You can get it all there.
Kirk, it's Father's Day weekend. I would imagine you guys can fix somebody up with a gift certificate if they'd like to present that to Dad, a fishing trip.
We can. We do. In fact, we're running a little Father's Day special. If you call, you know, between now and Father's Day, and we'll let it go into next week. But, I mean, you get a real reduced rate.
And what number should they call?
They can call the lodge, 337-762-3391.
All right, 762-3391. And yes, just sir. Look it up if they didn't have time to write it down, Hackberry Rod and Gun, and they can check it out. Also, you got the cam, the cleaning table.
The webcam.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can see what the guys are catching. I know several of the guys were in, 10, 10:30 yesterday with their limits of trout.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great when it gets like that. Only thing you could probably use is a little more tide movement today.
We could use a little more tide, but I think it'll be okay. You know, and the lake is still full of fresh water. I mean, from Cameron North, it's still ugly-looking water. And then, heck, we got this big slug of rain supposed to start coming in here Monday, and they're calling 5 to 7 inches here.
Ooh, well, better get it in while you can.
Yeah.
Kirk, thanks for the report as always. Y'all have a happy Father's Day down there, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Well, thank you. You have a happy Father's Day as well.
I plan to. Thanks again.
All right. You're welcome.
Kirk Stansel down at Hackberry Rod and Gun. All right, we come back after this. We're going to check in with the guy that's in the middle of where all the fish are being caught, Grand Isle. We get our report from Captain Darrell Carpenter. He's next right here on the Outdoors with Tom Dubuque Radio Network. And one of the hottest spots saltwater fishing this week has been the Grand Isle beaches and also the Back Bays. Darrell Carpenter's been in the middle of it. Darrell, listen to Captain Kirk talk. It looks like they finally discovered y'all's secret about that Marker 54 bait, which you guys been using for a while.
Yeah, Don, I'm going to tell you, and we've been using the smaller ones, but I'm just amazed at the amount of fish they catch. But yeah, it's been really good. I think, I had the most well-traveled shrimp in the world. I had 300 shrimp in my live well that all week long, just took a ride and went home, But Don, I mean, we had a perfect week. I mean, the weather was great. The weather was great and pretty all week long. We went from doing everything from throwing topwaters on the beach. There was 2 days that we worked at beach and we did nothing but topwater because we had a light load on the boat, plenty of shrimp.
I think we may have temporarily lost Darrell. Let's see if we can maybe get him back. A couple things we needed to mention to Darrell and maybe get some answers. He was talking about the great fishing, throwing topwaters up on the beach. And as I mentioned earlier, the star-winning redfish, the tagged redfish, was caught down in Grand Isle in knee-deep water in one of the troughs. And I was going to ask Darrell which of those troughs they found those fish in with the topwater. Darrell, we lost you for a second. You were talking about catching topwater trout. Were you up close as the second or third trough or even closer to the beach?
No, Don, they started. Well, it's one of those deals. They would start off early in the morning, right at daybreak. They would start off almost on the sand. I mean, you had to be in the breakers, but as the sun came up and it got a little warmer, they move out to the first trough. But we never had to go any further than the first trough. The fish stayed there all day. And then, like I said, later in the week, we had a little bit of weather blow up. It got a little rough out front. We started catching them under birds. I'm talking really good 18-inch fish under the birds in Caminata. But like I said, and maybe I cut out, maybe you hit the cough button on me, but it's time to have lessons in etiquette on fishing birds because, you know, when you've got five boats working a flock of birds and making a day out of it, and then, you know, you just want to get in it. You don't have a trolling motor or anything like that. So you come rolling up in the middle of those five boats on the big engine, it shuts it down for everybody. And that's kind of what we started running into yesterday, just too many people. And so we've had to kind of split up. And we're all working reefs and that type of stuff now, trying to get away from the crowds. I'm on a reef now in one of the passes, and I'm counting 17 boats within casting distance of me. So, I mean, it's a typical week, summertime weekend on Grand Isle. You got to bring your patience and hope you find them.
Well, Darrell, when you're working trout underneath birds and a boat comes in and he's got no trolling motor, he just runs wide open and shuts it down right when he gets in the birds. Of course, he shuts down the bite. Do you educate that fisherman? Because I don't think it's intentional. I think it's just ignorance, and maybe they just don't know.
Well, Don, yeah, I mean, you got to be careful with your education because you do have customers on the boat. But, you know, the problem is they don't know, and it's not the time or the place. You know, they end up getting things thrown at them. And, I mean, and everything else, it's just, you know, you got to – birds are finicky, man, and the trout when are finicky when they're under the birds. Too much noise is going to scare them away, and you're going to shut it down for everybody. You know, so it's just, you know, if you – look, number one, if you don't have the right equipment to do it, if you don't have the trolling motor or whatever, don't pull up on a flock of birds that you got another group of people working. Go find you a flock that nobody's on. Yeah, but other than that, Yeah, you just gotta get the right equipment if that's the kind of fishing you want to do.
Yeah, let the wind and the tide push you up into it, and don't crank that engine up until the bite stops. Yeah, etiquette fishing underneath birds. People need to learn about that, and from somebody that knows, and otherwise they'll continue to do it. Darryl, I had some questions, and you can probably fill me in this. Is there something about the bridge fee on Leeville Bridge going up on the way to Grand Isle, the price for people pulling a trailer?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing is there is no attendant. They just send you a bill in the mail, and if you don't pay it within the allotted time, they hit you with late fees. But my understanding is if you're a pickup truck pulling a trailer, whether it be a camper or a boat or anything, it's going up to $21 a pass.
Wow.
So, Don, I had some guy call me and book a trip just to show you how bad it is. And I know it's $21, but it's morals. I had a guy book a trip, and when I refused to go pick him up in Leeville, he canceled the trip. So he said he wasn't crossing the Dagum Bridge.
Oh, man. I know there's people talking about launching in Leeville and running to avoid that. That's exorbitant, $21 to cross that bridge because you're pulling a trailer.
My understanding, I saw State Representative Joe Ogeron chimed in on it on one of the social media things. My understanding is the state enacted a contract and gave the billing out to a third party. And in that contract, they gave them the option of having some rate increases over the years. And from my understanding, the contractor just went immediately to the highest fee he could charge.
Yeah, well, he needs to experience some repercussions. People need to be more vocal about it. I'm sure they are. Darryl, before you go, go ahead.
Duct tape. Cover a couple of numbers on that plate. They can't read it.
All right. You didn't hear that on this radio show. All right, Darryl, if somebody wants to get a trip with you and book maybe a Father's Day gift certificate, give them the telephone number to call you.
Hey, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, RealScreamers.com, or 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Stay safe, and we'll check in with you next week.
All right, I got to put a shrimp on this here hook. Looks like we're going to go to live bait this morning.
Do it, whatever it takes. All right, there he goes, Darryl Carpenter. When we come back, we'll check in with Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard, Ryan Lambert, and also a special interview with Preston Hickey on his Father's Day weekend. And we'll revisit he and his dad on a hunting trip to Covey Rise on a quail hunt, part of our Tigers in the Wild episodes that you can see on Bayou Wild TV. All that's still to come. Stick around with us. We got another hour to go right after this timeout at the top of the hour, and we're back with The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.